see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Yes, welcome to Watching for Jesus Bible Study for tonight. My name is Thomas Gamble. For those just joining us and you don't know me, well, now you do. Family, tonight we're going to talk about the demonic realm, spiritual warfare. I better write this down. Sometimes it just comes to me as I'm going along. Demonic realm and what it really involves. Spiritual warfare. Get out your pencil and paper. I'm going to give you specifics tonight. And characteristics of these demons. Family, that's, you know, this is not separate from everything going on today. Agenda 21. Missing airplane and, I don't know, euthanasia. Family, everything is connected. Every darn thing. That's the most amazing thing. And it's hard to get across to people because, now, those of you here already for the Bible study, and those are my broadcasts, you have your own circle of friends that think you're crazy. And when you start to show them the evidence, well, you know the same results that you get if they don't believe you or think you're crazy or don't want to hear it anymore. Or then you get those that say, well, you know, you told me this last year, but can you tell me more? Oh, you just never know. But the thing, you know, easy for me to say, I guess, maybe, but is not to give up. No matter how crazy they all think you are, if you end up being alone, oh well. Be ready. You're going to go to work, though. When those tribulations start, when things that you've been saying becomes evident, not just on articles or TV or whatever, but when it comes to changing their lives, they're going to remember what you said. And that's what matters the most. You may not even be there. But they'll hear you say it. You know, I trained law enforcement, Marines, and security officers and all this and all that for 20 years or so. And one thing I knew that when I trained them on how to exit the zone and drawn out your firearm in those days and how to handle people if they're aggressive, and you talk about different techniques that you use, all that sounds well in a training situation, but in real life, are you able to actually execute it? Are you able to, when you see someone really drawing a weapon on you, they're going to kill you, or they pull out a knife to cut you up, and it's really, it's real, and your mind perceives it as real. Your body goes through 4,000 chemical changes in 1 second. Boom. When your mind perceives, oh man, this is real, zip, your body starts moving. You see? Your body starts going. Now, you go into a black state of alertness. That means you're operating on pure adrenaline and training. That's it. You don't have time to sit back and say, now, hold on a minute. Hold on now. I got to think about this for a minute. It don't work that way at all. You're in reaction mode. You see? You're in reaction mode. You ain't got time to stop action like you can on recording or a TV, YouTube. It don't work that way. So here's the point. The training, they're going to hear you talking to them while the action's going on. If they haven't integrated into their system by training themselves, then they're going to reflect back on the next best thing they've got. And that's you up in the classroom, you on the radio, you teaching them in the pulpit, or whatever it is. They're going to reflect back on those words because they don't have it in their heads yet except from you. Now, if they've done it themselves and they've trained and practiced, remember what you said, and they read their notes and they rehearse it, all that, then becomes their own. You understand? It becomes part of them because they've integrated it further than you went. But if they haven't done it, they just took your course or listened to your broadcast or took your classes or whatever and went into that brain computer, it happens. Boom. Well, they don't have anything to go back to except they'll shift from themselves, not there. Does not compute. They'll shift over to your voice and what you told them to do. What did he tell me to do? What did he tell me to do? They'll control the breathing if they've learned to calm themselves down, to control the breathing, and then they can think a little bit. And we're talking a couple of seconds here. Same thing, sort of. You've told them what's coming. Hopefully it's true. You've researched it. You've done something. You did something that impressed upon their minds what to do, what action to take. And that's what they reflect back on. You see. And that's what you remember, is that you planted that seed, like Johnny Appleseed, for it to grow. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now, and then I'm going to jump into tonight's program. And and we got an hour and a half to talk about it. Sharpen your pen. No, sharpen your pencil and snap your pen and make sure it's got ink in it. Because I'm going to give you some steps and information, and then you do your own research. Don't rely on me. You do your own. If you find out something different, man, let me know. Man, lady. Diverse here. So you let me know. Lord, we thank you tonight for being able to come together in this Bible study. Father, we pray that, Lord, you'll lead us tonight. Open our minds. Rest our soul. And Lord, to spread your protection around us, Lord, and keep those interruptions away. Cover us in the blood of Jesus, Lord, that we can focus on what we're doing and keep the interference, interruptions, and keep us guided in the right path. Now, Lord, that we're not distracted away from what we're doing. That, Lord, that any distractions that come our way, that, Lord, reflect back and the Holy Spirit convict. And, Father, that someone will come to rest with Jesus. Father, to return back to them, but in a way that Jesus will be glorified. Lord, we pray for Mary, that she'll recover, Father, mother of Tom. Father, we pray for the mother of Jane, that, Lord, that she'll also heal and help the family get through the tragedies, the situations that's developing, and to bring people together. Lord, we pray for all the others we've lifted up to you, Lord, that Lord, that we've lifted up to you for healing, Father, and for rest, that, Lord, we have those things in mind. And, Lord, we pray you give us patience, endurance, and courage to get through these times of testing. Lord, we pray for these things. Lord, guide us through. Lord, guide us through these times of interruptions. That, Lord, we can focus on what we're doing. Lord, we pray for returning vets. Lord, you protect them. You would guide them in the right path, away from the thoughts of suicide. Lord, that we know the country is losing the thoughts about suicide, that they're getting into the side of promoting suicide. That, Lord, that somehow you'll find a way to bring whistleblowers out to change the thinking. Lord, we pray for those that's being abducted, that's being looked at as abducted children, for the satanic sacrifices. Lord, we need the spreading of the Holy Spirit to bring upon this country a seriousness about what's really going on, Lord. Some kind of awareness, some kind of tribulation, some kind of event that's going to wake people up, Lord, because people are so asleep. Father, we need something to wake people up to the truth. And, Lord, to guide us along in these times is coming. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, before I get started on talking about the demonic realm, I'm going to share something with you. Just to show you, two things I'm going to share with you. Show you how these people operate. You know, the Reynolds family is Illuminati. One of the outside, like DuPonts and Rockefellers and all that. I found a document here, a report of some sort. In 1984, the Smith Reynolds Foundation in North Carolina, there's a laundry list of departments and schools and colleges and so forth that they contributed. When you contribute, you own. Anything from $85,000 to $50,000 to $25,000. Catawba College, $75,000. You got the idea. If you're a big contributor, like $25 million to Harvard, like the Rockefellers did, you pretty much own it. Well, we talked about euthanasia, abortion, etc. Well, the Illuminati Foundations, Reynolds specifically, dedicated $15,000 in 1984, just in 84, to Planned Parenthood of Greater Raleigh. Planned Parenthood, the Van Doren family, is another Illuminati family, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood of Orange County, 15,000, and Religious Coalition for Abortion Rights Education Fund, 10,500. Duke University Research on Women, 60,000. Rape Crisis Center, Asheville, North Carolina, 20,000. And you know in a Rape Crisis Center, they're going to talk about abortion. You know they will. Women's Abuse Center, shelter, which is a good thing, but we know what they're up to, 15,000. I got like 50. Just, I'm not going to go over all of them. That's how they do it. Advocates for Children in Court, in the National Rights of the Child, 25,000. To say that they're not involved in this would be heresy in itself. It's unbelievable how we're sleeping, allowing these things to happen, and nobody's taking any action at all. Somebody sent me an article that blew me away. I mean, it's like, I don't want to say I told you so, but I'm going to tell you so. Minnesota High Court, you know, Minnesota, same one with Rosemont that had the parents kissing the children like in that ritual. Rosemont High School, the prank where the children were blindfolded in a high school prank sponsored by the school. And the parents were called into the school. And, oh, yeah, cute prank, chuckle, chuckle. And the boy or girl was blindfolded. And they were told only that they were going to be kissed by somebody, and they had to guess who it was. I mean, the school superintendent, I can't even imagine what size of brain this person has or what kind of coven that they belong to. I can't imagine. But or what Freemasonry group they belong. I don't know, but it's certainly one of those. Because they had this prank. I've got the documentation. I've got the actual YouTube. You can watch it if you can stand it. So the parent comes in and kisses the daughter or the son in the same way they would their wife or husband. You understand? In one case, the teenage boy was rolling around on the floor with his mother, just like they were engaged in some kind of copulation. Family, these are high schools. These are parents responsible. These are superintendents, and all they did was apologize. Family, that was a satanic ritual about Nimrod. There was no outcry. There was no firings. There's nothing. It's just a public apology. It's nothing. Well, Minnesota, the same state. Minnesota, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with y'all? Minnesota High Court reversed the conviction of a male ex-nurse accused of encouraging suicide on the line. Encouraged two individuals to hang themselves while he watched. He was convicted in one court, and the higher court overturned it. February the 17th, 2011, the Dinkel, D-I-N-K-E-L, left the Rice County Courthouse with his attorney, Watkins, and his wife, Joyce Merkert Dinkel, whatever, waiving his right to jury trial. Minnesota Supreme Court expected to rule Wednesday, March 19th, 2014, in the case of Melcher Dinkel, former nurse who was convicted of going online and encouraging two people to kill themselves. And Melcher Dinkel has argued that the state statute on aiding suicides is too broad. His actions amounted to protected speech. Like when you preach the word of God, it's hate speech. Little by little. So the Minnesota Supreme Court reversed the conviction of trolling the internet for suicidal people and encouraged them to kill themselves. Sneaking up on you. Sneaking up on you. Convicted by one court and the higher court overturned it. So I can go online in Minnesota and just say, hey, you want to kill yourself, man? Can I watch? And what if they do it? The suicide rate is astronomical. And what if he runs across a veteran on the verge of it? Man, what's wrong with people these days? This is what happened. Overturned. It involves members. The case was pending before the Supreme Court, involved members of a Final Exit Network, a national right to die group. Aha, you see where we're going with this? They were involved in the 2007 death of an Apple Valley woman. So they're taking this court case, and you watch how they integrate it with Oregon and the health care, Obama health care, and the right for euthanasia for your children. And for those that want to kill themselves, they can do it. And first is for, you know, if they're disabled, that's so you can debate that, you see. But that's not where it's going to stop. It's going to go further than that. People don't know that yet. Satan's moving fast. People will take fingers and put it in their ears, plug them up. I don't hear it. I don't want to talk about it. What can I do about it? And they walk away. Minnesota, man, you're lost. You know, all we can do is pray for you. Because you're going to start a firestorm that's going to take this country down. The same thing for homosexual marriages. Taking the Ten Commandments down. Abortions being legalized, marijuana being legalized. See, they're sneaking up different ways. I watch every bit of it. I try to watch. I keep a little tab. I keep a little diagrams of sort to keep track of this stuff. And I just watch it. Just watch it moving up. Like little graphs moving up to red zone. Yeah, buddy. And to say it's not supernatural? Okay. It's supernatural, all right. Now, tomorrow, or some people remind me tomorrow, I want to talk about the holiday of March 20th, 21st, connecting the dots of some holiday that's leading up to spring. It's a New Age kind of holiday, March of 20th, Ides of March. At the same time, notice they passed this ruling. I wonder how many children had to die for the passing of this ruling the past two nights. Ah, now you see the connection on how they rule these things right at the at these events. People are not paying attention to these things. That's how they do it. There's a special holiday or a special type of astrological sign going on to the March 19th, 20th, and 21st. A meteor is flying by and something another. The constellations are in a certain position. That's on another site I found out. And this passage of this bill is significant. That has set a precedence nationwide. You understand the implications of this? That's a Supreme Court decision. That's how they do it. And so when they have it in another state, it's not a problem. Those Freemason lawyers, Freemason, Wicca, warlock, literally, judges will then pass in each state the right to say, oh, go ahead, man, kill yourself. Look, you'll be all right. Man, when you die, you just die. You've had a good life, haven't you? You've done your bucket lists. Well, there you go. That's how they do it. You don't think Satan's not moving fast in this country? Woo-hoo, he's got go-fasters on, and he's running a marathon. World record, too, because we're pulling away from God. He just fills up the vacuum. Family, get closer to Jesus Christ than you ever got before. And pray for your family members. That's where you start, and handle your divine appointments. Just get ready for the change. It's a-coming. She be coming round the mountain, as we say back home. Well, so tomorrow I want to talk about this event, this holiday, and the sacrifice day that this is going to encompass. I ain't going to talk about it now. Not in detail. I already spoke about it already. And a little bit of mind control tomorrow. Wizard of Oz. Unbelievable history behind Wizard of Oz. You'd never have thunk it. I read some of the articles below Wizard of Oz when it talks about truly how it's a satanic, unbelievable satanic symbolism. And people like 9 out of 10 don't get a clue. They don't have a clue. You have one or two that understands it, and the rest, they have no idea, man. No idea. Demonic oppression and possession. This is the rule. This is who pushes these suicide thoughts. These are the ones that push the suicide litigation. It's not man that does this. It's ones that's channeled. That's who it is. People blame it on men, but men is just too weak. They're led by Satan, literally. You got covens that attack radio stations and attack individuals. They pretend to be on your side, yet they're not. And they're very good at it, too. Symptoms of demonic oppression and possession. Demons or fallen angels are disembodied spirits of the Nephilim of the Old Testament before the flood. And those after the flood that were destroyed. You know, in the American plains before 1492, 1300s, 1200s, 1100s, that they had a group called the Skinwalkers. The Skinwalkers were giants, 12 to 15 foot, full-bodied warrior men that were Nephilim, hybrids of the fallen angels and mankind. Cannibalistic, evil, and the Indians finally killed them off at, I don't know, 1300 AD or 1400, somewhere around there. I don't know exactly when. I've talked about it before. They're called Skinwalkers. I won't talk about them tonight. They could actually outrun a buffalo, according to legend, and pick one up, literally, and just tear him off and eat him while he's alive. I mean, they were giants. And the Indians finally killed the last bunch, but they'd trek them down. They'd know the caves they lived in, and they would cover up the caves and burn them out or suffocate them. These were 12-foot, 15-foot giant warriors. Not lanky, long-legged, long-armed, lanky, awkward. No, sir. No, no, no. These were super strong, fast. Warriors. It took Indians a long time to kill them. Archaeologists and anthropologists have been keeping them secret. The burial mounds are all over the United States. The pyramids aren't for Egypt, not burial. The pyramids are power generators linked up to the astrological signs and so forth. Demonic oppression is oppression that's due to actions or behaviors of a person and results in mild to extreme harassment by fallen angels or demons. And demonic possession, when one or more fallen angels or demons inhabit the body of a human being, and being taken control of the body by expressing their will, behavior through the body of the possessed person. And actually can commit voices to the head by energy. Well, technology from the Pentagon and Russian training and all so forth and technology can synthesize demonic possession, thereby allowing the body to open up for more possession of actual demons. Y'all get that? The Pentagon has weaponized demonic activity and witchcraft. Have been weaponized, like the weather. Voice-to-skull technology is a synthetic means by which the demons talk to you, by synthetic means, because they can physically talk to you just like they did to the donkey of Belial. Was it? Bollocks. I forgot the name of it. But that donkey, talking donkey, people that are atheists and don't believe the Bible, don't believe the Bible's literal, will laugh at you when you talk about the talking donkey. After all, 1960, you had Ed the Talking Horse. Oh, Wilbur, you know. Oh, they got it all worked out in the TV. Y'all ever think about that? You ever think about that? Look up the talking donkey in the Bible. See, a talking serpent, absolutely. Because these demons, if they can't have a human body to inhabit, they'll take an animal. The demons inside the man cried out to Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, why are you here? Here before our time to torment us now? Cast us into the swine. And Jesus did, a whole legion of them, thousands of them. And the swine went crazy and died anyway. I mean, you would too, wouldn't you? Had a demon possess you all of a sudden from nowhere? That's all, folks. I'm out of here. And so, inhabiting a snake or an animal, it's not the animal talking, it's a demon inside. Like a demon talks out of a human that's possessed. It's not unusual. Have it on TV. You see the one on TV where a mime comes up to a black and white couple? No, it's a Hispanic. No, it's an Oriental guy and a black woman. You got your diversity. And you got the baby that's half Oriental, half black. You got that diversity. You got everything in the commercials. And the mime comes up that talks to them. And forget the commercial. It's a camera commercial or something. I don't know what. I see it on the internet when I go to YouTube and stuff. And then the mime, okay, thank you, leaves. And then the baby that's no more than about 1 year old starts talking like an adult. Says, anybody see anything unusual about the mime speaking? And so the parents look at the baby and look at each other like the baby's speaking. Well, animals, human, whatever, inhabited by a demon can't speak. So the voices, here's the point. Voices in the head is not God. Understand this. In the Old Testament, yes. Because the Holy Spirit was not indwelled in people, but was God going to man, picking those men that were obedient to him. And speaking to them, this is God talking, listen to me. And you know, through the burning bush, it wasn't a boy's speaker. It didn't have it then. It was a burning bush. Why? Because that was the medium by which God used. Why couldn't they have it in the cloud or something or, you know, whatever? It was a burning bush and it was a whirlwind. That was the medium because no one could see the face of God and live because then they were sinners. And they had to wait till Jesus Christ was born, lived, died, resurrected. That was the time that he was the intercessor at that point. It is finished. Bingo. I must add that Copeland and Joyce Myers are dead wrong when they say my Savior was sent to hell and was jumped on and beat up by demons. That's what they say in their services. And the people still sit there. I'd get up and leave. I'd say, excuse me. This is a rude guy. Yeah, you're right. I'm rude. Bye, move. Scoot. I would leave right then and right there. First, I wouldn't even be there in the first place. But if that's what they're going to say, I'm telling you right now, I'll be out of that hall, tent, church, cathedral, whatever you want to call it. My butt would be out of there, lickety-split, and I don't care who got upset. I don't care how much disrespect it showed. I'm out of there. Because if you sit there, you're going to get cursed. I believe in taking action. But no, people just sit there. And just shake their heads like a dipping duck. Oh, yeah, well, wow, okay. And they'll go on YouTube and argue with you. Because their preacher or priesterette or whatever said that our Savior was beat up and stepped on by demons in hell. I could play it right now, but I'm not going to. But you can find it yourself, where they actually say that. Family, that's mind-boggling to me. Absolutely mind-boggling. Nobody says a word. And they are catching up big time. And we're pulling away. Satan fills up the vacuum. And those of you that know this, man, just get ready for the ride. And you got to get tough. How many times I can say this to people? And your little pool of friends is going to get smaller. Expect it. But now the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, I don't know. You know, God's in control. But at some point, He's going to let it go. And when we pull away, God's going to let it go. And judgment will come. Because Satan, who handles the demons and his human minions, are going to have, actually going to get a lot of strain to hang themselves. All you can do is pray for them. Family, you don't want to wish anybody to go to hell. You know, we say, you go to, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you really don't mean that. No matter who it is. People can't imagine how bad it is. You can't imagine. And here you go. Let's see how this works. Just curiosity.
Thought he had it. The devil thought he'd won. Oh, they were having the biggest party that ever been had. They had my Jesus.
Here we go. All right.
The devil thought he had it. The devil thought he'd won. Oh, they were having the biggest party that ever been had. They had my Jesus in the floor, and they were standing on his back, jumping up and down, laughing, and he had become sin. Don't you think that God was pacing, wanting to put a stop to what was going on? All the hosts of hell were up on him. Up on him. The angels are in agony. All the creation is groaning. All the host of hell was upon him. Up on him. They got on him. They got him down in the floor and got on him. And they were laughing and mocking. Ah, ha, 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 ha. You trusted God and look where you ended up. You thought he'd save you and get you off that cross. He didn't. Ha, ha, ha.
What do you say about that? That's George Myers. I mean, that's her own words. See, I don't play around with this. I don't make stuff up. You know, here's Kenneth Copeland and your Hagee clan and Hagee's and Hagee and all these others.
You see, these are the words that he spoke to his disciples just before he went to Calvary, just before he died and went to hell and took our place and suffered in the region of the damned.
Jesus volunteered to go to hell. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nobody ever got out of there. He became sin. He was made sin. Now he's in the pit of hell. He's down there. He's in there. Suffering like no man has ever suffered. death and all of hell's emissaries have piled in there on him to annihilate this one called the Son of God.
1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." Jesus did not suffer twice by going to hell to be tormented by Satan. And you've got these people that are billionaires, got their own plane. And now you're starting to see that. So is everybody else. And you know what? Now they want you to. And you know why they want you to? Because they want you to see how corrupt religion is. So you'll say, that's corrupt. Turn away from religion. Of course, we know religion's bunk anyway. But so will others, but they'll not understand why. And then, here's the main purpose, is so that they will accept New Age theology. That's why. That's why the Vatican is going to turn itself upside down. So people will accept the New Age religion, New Age movement. So they got to show the evil now, so you'll accept the other. It's exactly where we are today. That's why they want you to see all this. You see, right there you go, their own words. Can you imagine? How can you sit there and listen to that? It's like, man, I just want to get up and just walk out of there. How can you sit there and look at what everybody does? When you watch them, you just sit there. Demonic oppression. Some symptoms of having demonic oppression is abnormal or irrational fear, which they exacerbate. Abnormal, irrational anxiety that you can't identify. But you know that when they identify or target an individual with the ELF transmissions at 6.6 hertz or 10 point, it affects your body. Demons' possession or oppression does the same thing. Therefore, you see, they synthesized it with certain frequencies to make synthetic demonic influence using technology. Abnormal, irrational loneliness, a lack of self-control. Ever had a friend that was into Wicca or somebody that was dabbling in it would be one way and another minute they're like completely opposite people? They're like, huh? What's wrong with him? I don't know. You have conflicts with authority figures, rebellion, aimlessness, the feeling that life is void of any meaning or purpose. Do you know how they cover this up? They cover it up by avatars that establish procedures. Now, that's kind of ambiguous. Let me be more specific. Ever heard of Freud? Gestalt? They were avatars. They were channeled. That's where they got their theories from. It wasn't the individual. Machiavellian, this, that, and the other. They were channeled in one of three methods I've taught you all before. By the individual getting the thoughts and the song or the technique or the method or whatever. Man, I was smart. I figured that out myself. No, it wasn't. Or the second method where you're doing your meditation or possession or linking up to your supernatural consciousness and blah, 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 whatever. And you know it's somebody from the out beyond. And the third way is by you actually living your body, knowing about astral travel, and just changing your soul with the demonic entity. You're going to have yourself a piggyback forever. That's one of three methods that I've very, very much oversimplified, but that's how it really works. Da Vinci. I call him Da Vinci because that wasn't his genius. It was a demonic possession and channeling. Demonic oppression, a little different, however. Depression that's not physiologically induced. So to explain these things, schizophrenia, paranoia, they call it psychology, psychosis, etc. It's not at all. It is demonic possession that they have to cover up with these psychological terms. And then to make it worse, they give you these antidepressants. And this is 99.9% of all school shootings, mass murders, are because they were given Prozac or some other kind of drug. Now they got microchips in the drug. The microchips go through the bloodstream, and they're programmed to go right into the brain and stay there through the blood system. Outbursts of hatred out of nowhere, violent behavior, loss of the fear of God, selfish ambition, appetite for power. You see, God would turn their own people over to that to disrupt their plans. He just changes the frequency of vibration. They have control of Hitler, for example, a control of another leader, and they'll lose control because he'll get powerless, or he'll go straight, or say something on a deathbed, or something like that. That's God working to stop their plans. There's nothing they can do about it. God's way ahead of them. Always. Greater is he that is in you. You see. Irrationality. Inability to detect or correct contradictions or other fallacious reasoning. Now, causes for demonic oppression. Remember they're trying to lower the age for statutory rape to 14 years old. You know that Hawkins is saying that mild pedophilia is okay. You know where the Boy Scouts came from? Freemasons. The Eagle Scout order of the era to find out the best. And they take them out, order the era, the very highest, and they work on them. Eagle Scout getting ready for Freemasonry. And to be used, that's what it's for. It's a great organization. Now it's behind the scenes, though. Now, A. Truat talks about this a lot, about the real purpose of Boy Scouts. Is it every one of them? No. But the Boy Scout organization was created by Freemasonry. Boy Scouts. Male Scouts. Uh-huh. What are they trying to do now? Switch it all around. Make it transgender Scouts. That's exactly what's going on. Matter of fact, I'm not going into detail. Some of you, my regular listeners, heard me talk about this before. Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted a report in 1978 to integrate Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts into one. Now they're bringing in transgenders into Boy Scouts. Little by little, sneaking right up on them, man. Satan is moving fast and hard. How do I know we're toward the end times? Because now they're showing their position, their hand. Okay. Causes for demonic oppression is sexual immorality with a demon oppressed or possessed people. Pornography, a preoccupation with UFO phenomena, attempts to contact extraterrestrial beings. Let's call this for what it is. Preoccupation with orb or fallen angel phenomena, attempts to contact demonic spirits and beings pretending to be extraterrestrial. Okay, there you go. That's what it is. Those that see the UFOs or demons, listen, I found out in my experience in talking to people about this, almost every case so far, it doesn't mean it's a rule, but from my experience, is that somewhere either them or in their families, going back a couple of generations, somehow got involved in tarot cards, seances, great-great-grandmother and witchcraft, Freemasonry, somewhere you've lost that protective hedge that you're able to see these demonic spirits. However, you do have certain folks that are born again with the gift of being able to see the spirits. So there's a differentiation there of slightly. but not to contact extraterrestrial. Because when you're not contacting extraterrestrial, you're contacting demonic entities. Escapism through thrill-seeking, sci-fi, soap operas, or some other addicting hobby behavior. You understand what that means? People jumping off cliffs, 1,000 foot, wanting to fall, and all that thrill-seeking. Family, they are possessed. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Come on, Jesus, jump down over there. Angels will guide you down. And every single one of them that getting herself in the Guinness World Book of Records or on YouTube. You know, down south, there's a little funny comment made down south here about the southern boys that are carefree, crazy. We say that sometimes one of the last things you ever hear a southern boy say ever in his life, the last thing you ever hear is, hey, y'all, watch this. And they do something stupid, jump off a cliff, fly down something, I don't know what, some homemade guider, and it falls into a tree, whatever, and he dies. Hey, y'all, watch this. It's one of the last things you ever hear a southern boy say. And look out. It doesn't have a crash helmet on either. Family, it's all possession. I joined the Marine Corps, really, in my day, because I've been there. And I joined the Marine Corps not for some kind of trade or career that I could come out with. And all that. I joined the Marine Corps for one reason. Well, okay, two reasons. The outside reason was to serve my country and all this and all that, and patriotism and all so forth and so on. But underlining, I'll be honest with you, the reason I joined the Marine Corps, because I thought I could kill and do it legal, because I had that need inside me to kill or to beat somebody up or kill or something. That's the only reason I joined the Marine Corps. I know the feeling. Of course, three marriages later, and who knows what else. Then finally, I became born again in 83, and all that kind of left a little bit. I still wanted to be where the action was, but I didn't have the same drive I had back in those days. Even had my troops pray for war, not for us to be let out of our right to fight. Little did I know. Family, this is possession and oppression. And it shows up in other areas as well. Any contact with demon-oppressed or possessed people that threatens the demons, you're going to be attacked. Your wrong use of drugs and alcohol. Wrong use of drugs and alcohol. Now you know why in the 1950s, preparing for the 1960s change of why the CIA started bringing drugs in the United States in the 50s and 60s through South America to start the change, the New Age movement, to bring drugs into the United States. That's why. Because they knew that. They know that. The wrong use of herbs, that's witchcraft, and using them wrongly. That's called alchemy. Hedonism. Pursuit of entertainment and or body pleasure. Hollywood. Participation in false religions or cults. Oh, Christianity's full of them. The Worldwide Church of God. Jehovah's Witnesses. Mormonism, charismatic movement, Pentecostals, speaking in tongues. Family, if that preacher is telling you that you're not saved unless you speak in tongues, he is dead wrong. Send him my way. I ain't got a problem with it. I'll tell him right into his face. They're dead wrong. You're not saved unless you get dipped in the water and sunk. No. That's obedience? Yes. Requirement? No. But just because it's not a requirement don't mean you don't get baptized. It's obedience. But you're being saved is not dependent upon being dunked in water. You can be saved by the Holy Spirit descending upon you. That criminal that was on one side of Jesus was never baptized. And the Catholics just sprinkle water on top of you. Come on, somebody's got to be wrong here. Rejection of what's known, understood to be true. That demon don't want to hear it. That demon inside is oppressing that person. Don't want to hear it. That got your attention there, didn't it? Preoccupation with occultic power, occultic revelations, and psychic phenomena. Oh, I just want to hear about it. Yeah. Ouija board? Yeah. Oh, I can't do that. Why? Well, it's all evil and occultic. Yeah, but that's okay. Look, look, look. I got a pink one here. This pink Ouija board, and they do have them now, by the way. This pink one can't be bad. Why? Because it's pink. You ever heard of a bad pink Ouija board? I mean, those are all dark colored, brown and black. That's got to be evil. But this pink one? No. And then little Martha comes up and says, well, can I go shoot some birds with this pink 22 rifle? Oh, family, the color don't take away the danger. It's not the color. Oh, yeah, there's a pink 22 rifle. A 10-year-old girl had a house break-in about 6 months ago. She chased him away when she locked and loaded a 22 pink 22 rifle. A pink 22 rifle will kill you just as dead as a dark brown one will. The bullet ain't the color. It's the impact that gets you every time. Rebellion against authority. Oh, so some of you, that should strike a chord awful bad. Chuck Baldwin comes to mind immediately. Reverend Manning comes to mind immediately. Rebellion is of Satan, is witchcraft. Rebellion got us in trouble in 1776 and never got us out of it. We never won our freedom, ever. 1776 is a lie. 1812, a lie. We never won the Civil War. We fought each other. It's like kissing your sister. Yuck. We killed each other. 500,000 plus Americans killing each other. Oh, that sounds real familiar, don't it? FEMA? NSA, TSA, militia, y'all getting ready to fight each other again, aren't you? And you know each other. And you generals, it's Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. I bet you forgot what it was to be a lieutenant, didn't you? You forgot what it was to be an American at all and the neighbors you graduated with in high school and college. I can't seem to think these days that maybe when they become colonel or something, they get a lobotomy at staff college or something. Maybe is that what happens? Maybe electrical shock treatment or something, or they get possessed when they take the blood oath for the Knights of Malta. Oh, that could might be a reason to become possessed when they become a member of Freemasonry. You heard me say, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Jesuits or whatever. Because they are in fact possessed on that day. And you know that carries them four generations of curses. And the preachers today are not preaching to the Masons in their churches to renounce it. They're actually saying they're good Christians. Well, actually, if they did, they would lose the job because I know for a fact that a Freemason came up to one of the preachers that I've talked to before and told him to stop talking about adultery and all that. I know for a fact because a preacher told me. Oppressed because of authority figures accepting satanic influences. Dating relationships or close friends with demon-possessed people. That's touch and go. When you date someone, they got that dream catcher emblem on them or a tattoo of demonic something or another, or they say blessed be. It's like, oh, you got some decisions to make there. If they say, can I come into your house and bless it? And you say, how you mean? A poor self-image. That's Satan talking to him. Anger against God and others. Oh, we know about some of them. Isn't that kind of a catch-22? If you believe in God, then maybe his precepts escape your mind. Because if you don't believe in God, how can you be angry with something you don't believe in? So that means if you're angry at God, you got to believe in God. Okay, if you believe in God, then where are you getting your theology that that you're missing the point about forgiveness that he gives to you and he gave his only son? So you drop that away and still mad at him? Boy, isn't that confusing? How can you get angry at God that you can't even see? And yet then, well, I believe he's there. Okay, you believe he's there. Then what God do you believe is there then? You see? And so when you have those 33rd degree Masons, like Pat Robinson and some of the others, and they say, yes, we had a flood in Chile, we had a flood in wherever, and God brought upon them in Louisiana. So were the people hearing this worldwide preacher say God did this to them? Uh-huh. Now you got the point, how 33rd degree Masons work? That's what Pat Robinson is. So by that, they blame God for this when it's really Satan, eugenics, Satan, and weather control through HAARP, Satan, and other ways through technology. And then the Freemasons follow up on it, so people are angry with God. Now, you want to get angry with God? Yeah, I'll tell you what. People are downplaying the wrath of God. They have no idea. Wrath of God, when he starts his wrath upon this earth for judgment, he's going to remember his son Jesus that suffered on that cross. He's going to remember what happened. And then after then, those that rejected him for thousands of years, still today, it hadn't happened. But when the time comes that the first seal is broken and his beloved city, his beloved Jews, Israel, are going to turn against him by signing a peace covenant, or confirming a peace covenant with the Antichrist. Now you see, the wrath of God is not going to be some red river in Pakistan that Bagley is going to say, we got a red river in Pakistan and or red river in Arkansas. Where, is this a sign of the end times and dead fish, dead birds, and dead cows and all this, that, and the other? That you have no idea about the wrath of God will not be some set of dead birds in Arkansas. It's not going to be some red river. I think we missed the Green River in St. Patty's Day up there in Chicago. You can see the Green River up there. They turned the old river green. No, the wrath of God will be north to south, east to west, and the 360 all over the earth at one time. That's going to be the wrath of God. And when that earthquake happens at the sixth seal, family, those left here are going to be hugging the ground. You see, it will not be some little shake of an 8-point or 9 or 10-point little earthquake in a couple of places that you can watch on the YouTube. It ain't going to happen. You're going to have a YouTube. You're not going to have a TV. You're not going to have a house standing. The wrath of God coming down on this earth that rejected his son, Jesus, is going to be so worldwide shaken, people have no idea what's going to happen. It's going to get ugly. And to say, like Bagley and the rest of them say, that we got some kind of big hailstones in Croatia somewhere, and you got some kind of dead birds or fish or something in some lake in some little state or country, is demeaning to my God. He has no idea what God's going to do. And it's not going to be just local somewhere. Because God will remember his son. So they're trying to turn it around and say anger against God because of these little things that happen. Oh, or possession or known or unknown of occultic games and records and tapes and books and pictures. You've heard John Todd talk about this. And the stars themselves, that they were possessed. The old stars are admitting it. Rolling Stones, Lady Gaga, Amy Grant. Well, she doesn't admit it, but there's definitely there. I played it before, the occultic. They sign their name in blood, literally, to Satan. And this is where they get their talent from. Beyonce, country music singers in the highest level. And they use the inspiration from the songs. It's not their songs. Alice Bailey wrote 18 books on the occult and the externalization of the hierarchy. The 18 books she wrote over a 20-year period was dictated to her by a fallen angel of name of Moria. El Moria. This is documented. Then when she finished in 1949, she died the same year she finished. They killed her, just like Blavatsky. When they're done with you, they kill you. Same thing with the stars that fall. I was reading today. In the mind control, where the death of one sets up the life of another or a family member. I don't know if I can find it tonight. Again, I thought I had it ready to go. And the first thing that came in my mind was, I can't think right now of the name. These movie stars is jumbled up in my head. Of the one who drowned in a bathtub, Whitney Houston. How they pass on their position to the next kin by their death, not by blood, but by drowning. Well, my little bell started going off on that one. It started making sense about how they die. And in other cases, a family member must die for them to move up one. So they don't die, but their family member does. A grandmother, a mother, a son, daughter. It's all for Satan. Y'all sort of thoughts coming across your minds about this time? About how that works? This is what's going on in a lot of the deaths occurring today in the entertainment field, political field, scientific field. And a lot of the deaths that happen is based on this principle. When you do a study, you can do your own study on this. The Wizard of Oz is quite an amazing study. Don't get caught up in it and pray over it. But when you read what that classic really involved, it's absolutely mind-blowing about oppression, demonic possession, and deception. It's just, it's fraught. This was the purpose of it all along. And none of us had any idea, not a clue. People today, 90% don't have any idea. Unbelievable. The study on the Wizard of Oz and the effect it had. The rainbow, the Every little thing. The symbology, everything in it. Absolutely amazing. John Todd said they would do invocation over a record, the big cut, first before they put it out. They'd take it into a temple room, kind of the size of a basketball court. They'd have highly selected witches, literally, every record. So now you know, as it advanced from the 60s and 70s, into CDs, DVDs, video games, they did the same thing for every first cut. And they would literally, and this is testimony, literally invoke demonic entities to follow, order to follow. Region would, the highest level, would order his demons to follow every record printed off of it. Therefore, you can go ahead and say every CD, every song, everything. So when you play it at your home, the demons follow it like a beacon. When they do the hand sign like Palin does with the two fingers up and two fingers down, that's in the witchcraft. No doubt about that. None. All of them do it. That's to show their allegiance to it. That's like saying, it's like in a street gang or a motorcycle gang. You got your colors on. Oh, you're one of us, man. Marines, we do it. You know, we got a belt buckle. You got something that says Marine. I'm a Marine. Oh, you're a Marine? Yeah, I was too. You see, it draws them to that. Well, it's the same principle. Persistent jealousy, bad temper, oh boy, or stubbornness, hello, bad temper being stubborn. Let's skip over that one. Okay, I already said it, too late. A preoccupation with violence, oh God, you're killing me, Lord, you're killing me here. Devoid of justice, bad temper, stubbornness, preoccupation with violence. Meditation on anything other than God's truth. That's painful. When you become born again, you don't have it anymore. Might I add. That demon's still lurking, waiting for that opportunity, though. I know. Chanting or other occultic forms of worship. Some radio programs I've heard. Okay, we're going to get started today on this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, ready for the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. That's hypnotism for the listening audience. Isn't that tricky? And the music in the background, da, 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 da. And they got the things in the screen that has a certain vibration and all that. That's all hypnotic. The rainbow is a hypnotic state. Prolonged sleeplessness. Now, they can create that with ELF transmission at 6.6 hertz. They also be caused by demonic influence. Now, your symptoms of demonic possession, closely the same, but a little more enhanced. Because everything here is about the same as before, but it's intense, manical, delight in wielding power, filthy, uncontrolled swearing without provocation, even towards total strangers. Total incapability of submitting to anyone or anything but demonic authority. Irreverent, vile, lewd comments about members of the Godhead. Everything's intense here when you're possessed. Sustained supernatural strength. Or intelligence beyond that which might come from adrenaline or some other physiological source. Put on your thinking caps here. Get ahead of my thinking. Remember what I've been saying about how they create their transhumanized army for Armageddon? It's not Russia and China as your Armageddon. That's absolutely silly. And I wouldn't spend the money for the CDs of Hagee and all the rest of them promoting that. It's just absolute a waste of money. The 200 million. You won't have 200 million soldiers to fight in Armageddon. You, family, you're forgetting about the seven trumpets of judgment on this earth. Nothing human is going to stand through that. So you're going to have a well-armed 200 million men army to what? To battle Jesus? It's going to be a supernatural, transhumanized army. Nothing human will be able to. People aren't thinking about what the results of the 7 years tribulation. So here's how they're doing it. They're saying the Calvinists and Preterists and all these others are saying those days are already gone. We're at the end times now. See, they're trying to make Armageddon look like it's now. Yeah, that's tricky, isn't it? And boy, they get mad when you figure that out. That's why they're going to bring on Sanan to Manuel. They'll say Armageddon is the next war. It's a lie. Easily seen. That's why in the Pentagon, they got those little rooms in the middle of the Pentagon, so I'm told from sources, where they commit these acts of abomination so the superhuman soldier can be indwelled with the, quote, sustained supernatural strength or intelligence. Remote viewing. That's how they do it. It's a royal secret of the 33rd degree Masons. Of abomination, murder, rape. Some way of opening up a portal. Something of an abomination to God. They become possessed. Irrational to the degree that even the simplest spiritual truths are beyond comprehension. We've talked about this before. It's called a reprobate mind. Because of demonic possession. Intense or highly disturbed reaction to the mention of Jesus' blood shed on the cross for man's sin in Jesus' name will invoke the worst response you can imagine. Even the fallen angels will run. But when you start saying Yeshua, they're going to say, what'd you do, sneeze just now? The demons will not recognize the name of Yeshua. It will be Jesus. God knows the heart. If you can't speak English, he'll know which Jesus you're talking about. I got that covered. Well, God does too. God told you. He tells me. He's told you. You got your own line to God. Yourself. Each one of us has our own line. Not one person speaks for anybody else. You alone have your own connection to God. You don't need a priest, radio preacher, or anybody else. It's between you and him and nobody else. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me. Arnold Murray says that sometimes. That's a sign of a cult group. Family, it's you. And Jesus, and nobody else in between, no religion, no country, no family member, no preacher, no priest, no rabbi. It's you and Jesus, and you and Jesus alone. No Mary, no rosary beads or whatever. None of that stuff. See, everything's there to block you. From the Savior, even Christianity. Christianity was created in 325 A.D. by Constantine, and he was a pagan. Do the math on that. See, the Christians before that, there wasn't Christianity. And the so-called quasi-popes before that were church fathers. They weren't popes. They were church fathers. Well, that's not Christianity. Hadn't been formed yet. They had the Vatican theology of some sort, but it wasn't Christianity. Council of Nicaea established Christianity 325 A.D., Council of Nicaea, and the heretical holidays that followed it. You're not going to find holidays in the Bible. They're not there. What's coming up next is Feast of Tabernacle. Now, that's yet to come, but that's it. People trying to figure it out with all this moon this, moon that. And be careful how they do the mooning. And O'Hagan, the blood moons and what have you, is just nonsense and a waste of money. and trees that have been cut down to make the paper for the book is printed on, or whatever. And I'm serious about that. The blood moons is a lie. 3 days of darkness you won't find in the Bible. Now, they may do something with harp or some other whiz-bang, thank you, ma'am kind of thing. But it's not in the Bible. It's going to be a fake 3 days of darkness. Not in the Bible. Blood moons aren't either. They can sure talk up a storm, though. Unexplainable, uncontrollable terror, especially in the presence of Christians whose faith is strong. And the terror rises either from the demon's fear of being cast out or the possessed person's fear of being cruelly threatened by the demon. Extremely violent, reckless behavior. Notice that a lot of people nowadays are killing their parents. Also, one example is throwing knives or playing with poisonous snakes. Oh, ho, ho. You guys in the mountains of Kentucky, No, sir, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Y'all playing with those darn snakes and spiders and all that sort of thing, that's not godly. Severe, persistent depression, despondency, temptations to commit suicide. Bingo. And the pills they give them opens up portals for the demons to come inside of them. Total lack of self-restraint, especially in sexual behavior and controlled sexual advances. Extreme disregard for physical appearance and physical well-being. And intense loneliness, even in the midst of warm, compassionate fellowship. The demon's goal in poisonous snakes is to get possessed person to kill themselves and or others before they act on opportunity becoming Christ's captives. Causes for demonic possession. Participating in gross sexual immorality. There's a witchcraft. Grossly and habitually rebelling against authority. Some of it's all the same, but it's all the more intense. Giving consent to occultic power. In other words, seeking after fortune tellers and walking into a place, just enough of that. Holding on to deep-rooted grudges against God and others. Freedom is to examine your life for anything that might relate to the causes we've talked about. Or past family membership of some cults or whatever, or Freemasonry. Repent of these causes, family. Confess it as a sin, even of a family member, 3 generations back. Or a country. 2 Chronicles 7:14, 4-star generals. Take action to demonstrate repentance and purify your life, which includes releasing resentment or grudges against God and others. Hard to do there, veterans, I know. Seek forgiveness of those who you've offended by your resentment. Renounce any and all occultic involvement. And seek forgiveness of those you've offended by it. Destroy all books and other objects connected with it. And this is unless you've prayed over it and nullified it. But be very careful with that you've already done that, or if you haven't, you get rid of them. Freemasons, you got the rings. It doesn't matter if you belong to your great-great-granddad. Family, it carries with it a curse. And they'll carry with it the demon. They'll hang with it. Get back under the authority of your parents or husband or pastor or elders. Of course, now again, if you got pastors that's Christian identity or pastors that are into these cult groups and Church of God and all these other places, you got a problem there. Elders in the Mormon church, no. That's hard to do these days. Seek forgiveness of those you've hurt. Then ask Jesus Christ to take complete control of your life. With his will supreme, not your own, self-denial, to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dedicate your heart and your soul, strength to be used in His glory and the fulfillment for His purpose, not yours. And this is the quietness between you and Him to get in touch with that small voice. And it's not an audible voice, I might add. He goes to the heart. Your intuition, excuse me, your wisdom and discernment. And freedom from possession that can be attained. Having this intense effort of your will, you seek the help of God and other Christians you know that can be there, strong in the Word. Now, in casting out demons, be very careful when you do this because you got to know what you're doing. You got to make sure the person in question is really possessed. You got to have confirmation on it. You got to have understanding repentance first, empathic repentance. In other words, closing any doors to demon influence in your own life before you start messing with somebody else's. Get the consent of the possessed person, but also that of their key authority figures to cast out demons. Strong Christians, you might want to enlist the help of four or five physically and spiritually strong Christians if you're going to do it. Don't lay hands on the possessed person. You'll come through that hand if you're not prayed out. It's not a matter of laying hands on either side. But maybe it's necessary to prevent bodily harm. That'd be the only exception. And pray over them. Identify the demon if possible, or each demon in cases, and where there's more than one, by asking them to give up their name. And family, if it happens, and in the future it's liable to frequently, once you have shock and fear, you've lost it. You must maintain. In the name of Jesus and by the power of His shed blood, you command the demon to leave. Watch for deception. There may be more than just one, a legion of demons, and they always have a strong man inside. The weak ones go out first, and the strong man hangs on. It can become quite violent if you're not careful. Watch for deception. In cases where a demon is stubborn, engage in group fasting and prayer. Aha! Now you know why they removed Mark 9:25 to Mark 9:29. They changed it to prayer, didn't put in fasting. That's why they removed Matthew 17:21. They don't want you to know that by prayer and fasting for the stronger demons. That's why they took that verse out. That's why they took that verse out. Matthew 17:21 of the King James Bible. It wasn't so it would be easily read. It's so you couldn't read it easily. That's very important to know. And then lead the person through each step, closing the doors to demon oppression, slowly and watchfully. And remember the bringing the person to salvation, to the indwelling of God's Spirit, is the only prevention for further demon possession. Mark 9:25-29. And this really happens, family. It's going to scare the dickens out of you. In a manner of speaking. When God removes that protective hedge little by little, you be ready. It's going to come upon you. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, He rebuked the foul spirit, little s, saying to him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him. He was one dead. He was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. When he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Because, see, they're embarrassed. And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now, if you've got an NIV Bible right now, how about you taking it out right now? I'm getting ready to close here shortly. And you look up Matthew 17:21 and tell me what you hear and what you read, excuse me, what you see, what you, Now, the King James, you won't have to because it's there. But the other Bibles, New Living Translation, the King James Bible, and another one, you're not going to find that verse there in Matthew 17:21 and only part of Matthew 9:29. It will tell you about fasting. Well, we're toward the end of the program already. It's already 9 o'clock. Where did time go, y'all? Stay close to the new convert. Help him get involved in the solid program of discipleship to keep him strong. Family, I hope you got something tonight. It's not limited to this. I just barely scratched the surface. There's a lot more to cover about the manifestations of demons. About 5 different times you can expect to be spiritually attacked. When you spiritually growth, they're going to attack you. When you're invading the enemy territory in their area, they're going to attack you. When you're exposing them, oh, they're going to attack you. When you're breaking away from the world and Satan sees you doing it, they're going to attack you. And when you're preparing blessings to come, he's going to attack you. Interruptions and so forth. When you're battling with the flesh and you're winning, Satan knows he's losing. Every soul he wants against God. He doesn't say, well, I lost 10. Okay. But you see, those like Billy Graham and all the others that's been funded by the Illuminati, they're willing to get a few million saved over a period of 20, 30, 40 years to put in place one of their own. And now they're coming out like Shuler, Billy Graham, John MacArthur, all of them, they're starting to come out. And but David Wilkerson would not. He wasn't going to stop his preaching the gospel the right way. They took him out because he wasn't bound down to them. Family, appreciate y'all coming by. We're at the end of the program, family. I hope this was successful for you, that you learned some things tonight. And don't just stay put on this one. You got to do your own research and practice. How to lead someone to Jesus, we'll talk about tomorrow night. What steps to take. I think that'd be appropriate. It just popped in my head. We'll go over that tomorrow night. I think that's important. That's kind of the end part of possession, oppression. You got their attention. How do you lead them to Jesus? Bingo. No, you don't play bingo. That's one of the most dangerous things you can do in Mount Airy. Is that for the first time, want to go play bingo, and you sit in a little old lady's chair that she's been there 15 years, you better get out of there. You'll die. Stay out of their bingo chairs. Lord, we thank you tonight that we come together in prayer. Father, we call upon you to give us wisdom, discernment for these coming in times, to give us patience, endurance, and courage. Guide us along with conviction to strengthen us, Lord, of the coming times. We call upon you, Lord, to lift up our brother and sister that we've prayed for today, the families of Jane and Tom, and the Father, you'll help their family members in healing, and others we prayed for. Father, guide us all next week, and give us wisdom, discernment, to see the end times as they come around, and the courage to do thy will when the time comes. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, family, we're there. And Thursday, so tomorrow we'll be around. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Keep in mind that we're played up there, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. At highpointradio.net, John Herkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, Herkler. Highpointradio@yahoo.com, highpointradio@yahoo.com. And he's putting up a tower every month. And this is past 3 or 4 towers, I guess. And he plays up there expanding his business of networking. And he plays our shows and our Bible studies randomly. KBLU Radio in Colorado. Blue Raven Network. So family, thank y'all. And we'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock. And we'll continue on with the truth. So as I bid my farewell, sleep tight and know that Jesus Christ has already won. All we're doing right now, really, is counting the casualties. Because Jesus has won already on the cross. Y'all have a great night. Signing off. Good night. God bless. Signing off.